Well, on the heels of his recent biofuels announcements, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack was in our neck of the woods this week to visit First United Ethanol in Camilla, Georgia, discussing the role renewable energy will play in creating jobs and helping revitalize economies in rural America, and particularly in the Southeast.
It can't be just the Midwest, and it can't be corn-based. We have a very robust goal that Congress has set for us, 36 billion gallons of biofuels by the year 2022, and 21 billion of that has to be from sort of non-corn sources, and so it's important for us to take a look at woody biomass, algae, perennial grasses, crop residue, animal waste, and a variety of other things to basically make energy and make fuel.
And of course, growing the feedstocks is just part of the equation.
The Southeast is poised in particular to really assist us in creating new biorefineries with a wide variety of feedstocks that can be grown and raised in this part of the country. So we expect and anticipate a lot more activity in this area.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.